Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
IQ.
Thank you.
having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Mike Hughes.
Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit.
Thank you. on, children, it's time to dance.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to work.
People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seats 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Stelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there. Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk, come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini grand number one, Twisters versus Sisters, $150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight, Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini grand number two, Butch Queen Realness, $150 from Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part one, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part two, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini grand number three, open to all identity theft for $100. The Craft. Bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini grand number four, open to all lip sync performance for $100. Bringing down the house, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball, presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida, on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, JP Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page. Sunday, December 15th, the Frostbitten Ball. Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex siren for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th. $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Welcome to the Weekend Recap. I am Jasmine Couture, and I will be not hosting the show tonight, but I will be introducing some of the panelists that will be on the show tonight for the Weekend Recap. My sister Kelly will not be on the show this evening. In her line, she won't be on the show anymore, she says, but, you know, I understand what my sister is going through, so it's okay. I'm sure she'll be here from time to time, but she's actually handling business, so that's her. She's actually getting ready. Let's not be no fool for tonight and Vogue nights. I guess New York is going to be on fire this evening at Vogue nights. Because female figure performance, is it female figure performance or femme queen performance, is going to be $1,000 at that place. And bitches are running rampant and going crazy all over Facebook all day over this. So, you know, mother's preparing for that. And everyone else in the tri-state area is getting ready for that showdown in a few hours. So tonight we will be recapping the event that did take place this weekend. If there was one or two, I'm not sure. I don't know nothing. I'm just here giving you guys a show. So the lines are open to anyone that's out there that wants to talk about this weekend's events. I know Marcus should be calling in soon to give us his feedback because I know he was at one of the events. This upcoming weekend in Dallas, we do have the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. If I'm saying it correctly, I think I'm saying it correctly. Hold on, let me check. Yeah, Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. Presented by the icon Larry Ebony and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. They will be on this week to talk about the event as well as J-Rock, our Tuesday host. Cast member, as well as our Wednesday panelist. J-Rock will be on the show. You can dare welcome to come on tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We will have a full lineup this week, even though it's a Thanksgiving holiday week, we still will be here. But they will be talking about the event that is going on with the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. So if you guys have any questions, get them together for the people that are throwing the ball and the promoters and stuff. It's a big event that everybody, you know, that's going down in Dallas. So, you know, girls, get ready for all that. What else? There was a couple of things that transpired this weekend, and a lot of people are talking about them. So we'll see where the show goes. I know we're not going to be here all night because I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning, and I do got to get up again tomorrow at 6. So we won't be here all night, but I probably will turn the show over to the other hosts on here. I know Rodney will be in with us. He is still dealing with people at work, and once he gets some free time, he will be on. We're waiting for Marcus, and let's see who else we have on the line. Let's see. Hold on a second. I need to read some stuff. Here we go. Why are you putting nude videos in the chat room? Yeah, no, you're not supposed to be doing that. Who is that? Child, why are you putting... Ash, why are you putting nude videos in... No, they're not nude, right? Y'all need to stop that shit. Don't do that. Jason, you're on the air. You see that shit? He said, I need one of those under my Christmas tree, and I don't even need a bow on it. Ooh. Work, Ash.
Okay.
He said, just leave the nigga under the tree. I'll get it. All right. How was your
weekend, Jasmine?
It was okay. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on, so I really don't know exactly where the shows are going to be going within the next couple of weeks because I don't think I'm bringing a lot of this stuff into 2014. Doesn't mean that the show won't be here, but a lot of us may not, you know, the show may be turning over a new leaf. But we'll see what happens with that because I have a lot of stuff that I will be handling and dealing with. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. For the people that do pay for advertising, I'm not going to turn off the show or anything like that as of yet because, you know, you guys did pay for advertising. So we still will be here. We will still be on the air, and we will just have to see where it goes, you know, with it. If you guys want to promote to the hundreds of listeners that we have and the thousands of people that download the show, as well as the people who archive them, especially in the other countries and stuff, please feel free to contact me for advertising. Don't forget some of the advertising that we do have is Marcus is Scott is People's, as well as his team, for the People's Choice Ball in North Carolina, February 8th. We do, again, have the Dallas Ball this weekend, and now we do have Warren Milan, December 15th, in Miami, Florida, $1,000 for European Runway. So don't forget those upcoming events that we have. I know there's a whole bunch of other events coming up, so, if, again, if you guys want to promote them, please contact me. Otherwise, we won't be talking about it on the air. And if they're surfacing in the room, they will be deleted, and so will you. Yes, child, where's Kelly? Kelly's getting ready for Vogue Night.
Didn't you say that already?
I know. They just carry sometimes. But we're still here. I'm sorry that Kelly's not here. It's going to be okay, though. But I'll tell you what, there's a thing called Archive. You guys can download a whole bunch of episodes of Kelly and let her, you know, entertain you for the rest of the evening. Mama Jones, girl, how are you? You're on the air. Mama Jones.
Hello.
Mama Jones,
hey,
what are
Mama
you doing?
Jones. Hey, girls. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Nothing much. You know a bitch has to watch herself on TV for a few.
Oh, you were watching yourself?
Yeah, I don't like my hair.
So did Chrissy get you for stealing those shoes out the closet?
Missing. Tell me why the cops was at my door talking about Miss Chrissy had serial numbers on her shoes, girl. Bro, I'm like, what serial numbers? I went looking at everything. I ain't find no serial numbers.
But you told them you didn't have shoes.
Yeah, I told them I painted my red at the bottom, so I don't care.
All right, Mama Jones, we'll stay right there. We have our newly panelist, a fresh face within our scene. Well, not within our scene, but within our shows. The little Puerto Rican princess herself, Mamacita, you're on the line.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hola, mommy.
How are you?
What's going on? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo está mi gente?
Yes,
girl. How are you, Miss Melissa? How are you?
I'm doing good here. Just taking out this weave, you know, so I can get it fresh for Thanksgiving.
I know, that's right. All right, and our traveling correspondent.
Make sure y'all girls give thanks to those Malaysian and Brazilian girls. So
make sure you not get no doobie now. Don't get a doobie.
Honey,
can we talk about the
pen?
American Music Awards last night? I do somehow want to fit that into here tonight before I leave and leave the show to you guys, but I want to get your opinion on that show in a little bit. But let's bring on our residential traveling correspondent. Marcus, you're on the air.
What up, y'all?
Oh, hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey,
what's
Marcus
up, y'all?
You don't know me,
well.
Hey. Mama Jones, I live in entertainment.
Yes.
So, well, y'all talking about the American Music Awards? I'll wait because I have a lot to say.
Okay, let's get to the nitty gritty of things. I know Rodney said he'll be on shortly, but let's get to the nitty gritty of things. I know that there was an event this weekend. You did attend and all the rest of that stuff. You want to give us a quick recap of what happened?
Actually, it was three balls this weekend. So, Atlanta girls, y'all call in. There was a free ball in Atlanta. There was also a ball in Nebraska. Not too sure if anybody went there. Now, actually, RJ Catastrophe went. So, RJ Catastrophe, can you call in and give us a report about Nebraska? And I actually went to Minnesota.
Are you serious? There was a ball in Nebraska?
In Omaha, Nebraska.
Let me say something to the community right now. Let me say something. I remember when balls just took place in New York and in Philly. In all honesty, they wasn't even really taking place in D.C. And now they are worldwide. God bless this ballroom scene. Y'all need to really get it together. Really get it together, because look at this. It's just a lot. Wow. Omaha, Nebraska. I think I heard somebody say Minnesota, Missouri, or whatever. Wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So this weekend, I went to the Blueprint Ball in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it was definitely 3 degrees outside. So that was really kind of like my first time experiencing some weather like that. But luckily it wasn't, it didn't have any, like a wind chill factor or anything. There really was no wind. So, like, it didn't really feel that cold, but it definitely was cold. The ball was hosted by Candy Escada and Chris Escada. Shout out to them. The place was at, this place called a Capri Theater. So it was like a, you know, like thick seating, like stage arena type seating already. But they had some tables on the stage as well. Jack was there. Sanaya was there. Ballroom Throwbacks was there. The Mizrahis, the House of Bordeaux, the Chanels, the Revlons, you know, the houses that's there. Am I forgetting anybody? You know, some Escadas, and the Legions, you know, a few houses that, you know, Minnesota-based. Grand prize was Performance for $700. I'll talk about that in a second. Face was won by Little Banks Ebony. He won the $250. Nobody Walked, Witch Queen Sex Iron. Two Girls Walked, Femme Queen Sex Iron. They both were chopped for the $250. And Performance was $700. Okay, I'll answer y'all a question first. If a category doesn't call for anything, if it's grand prize, do y'all still expect to see some type of preparation in the category?
If it's grand prize, I would definitely expect them to put a little extra into it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just extra, but, like, would you expect them to be voguing in T-shirts and jeans?
No.
Well, in Minnesota, yeah.
For $700? $700.
Let's be honest. I wonder what the girls will be voguing in tonight for the $1,000.
They better be effected out.
What does it cost?
It's $1,000.
You gotta come ready for
$1,000. The bad part was, it really wasn't the Minnesota people that didn't have on effects. They had on effects. It was the out of towners who, I guess, thought they were gonna come there and get the coin easily. You know, they're like, yeah, let me go get this quick $700. They ended up gagging. Congratulations to Okila Rodeo for winning the $700. She's from Ohio or Detroit, somewhere like that. One of those Chicago cities. But yeah, she definitely turned it, and she definitely basically processed the whole House of Mizrahi, because it was like 9 Mizrahis. Her, they chopped just about everybody else. That was that. The ball was, it was like maybe 80 people there, 80 to 100. you know, my estimate. So Laura Spears, no, it was more than 30 people there, girl. Stop carrying. that came with Laura Spears, my Leia. So definitely more than 30 people there. They definitely gave out all their money and paid everybody as they were supposed to. So, you know, shout out to them for that. You know, having your money before you come. And that was kind of the gist of Minnesota. Really was no, you know, little shade here and there, but it was what it was.
Someone called in and just pressed one. Let me see if they're calling in about the Minnesota Bowl. 917-294, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. No, I was not in Minnesota, girl. I don't do freezing weather like that. No, ma'am. The girls, honey. No, I just basically want to call in real quick to say hi. I haven't been on in a while, so.
Are you going out tonight?
I was actually thinking about it, but I just recently got home from work, so I don't think I will see the girls go and bust their heads tonight. No.
We want somebody to go out tonight so they can call in tomorrow with the trash talk girls.
Ooh.
And give a, you know, recap of what's going to happen, you know, what took place.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it, like, really was, but I don't know. I'm close enough to go, but I don't know. You know some girls
okay.
Who got to call and call me.
RJ Catastrophe, please call in so we can get a report on Minnesota. I know Jay Blahnik and Mariah Harris Balenciaga was there, so can we get a report? It was true.
Yeah, RJ. I see you, RJ. I see you laughing, RJ. Please call in and give us a recap. Come on now, don't do that. And why can't Puerto Rican girls wear weaves? Puerto Rican, Spanish girls wear weaves too.
They're sure.
Yes, I do, honey.
Hold on a second. Let's see if this is RJ. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. I was just calling in to say, y'all know the prostitutes are the one putting up the money for Vogue night?
Thank you, caller. Did she say... hold on. Sweetie, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, y'all know the prostitutes are the one giving up the money for Vogue nights tonight? Look at Facebook. Yes, Maya.
No, it's actually one of the prostitutes' birthday, so.
Okay, well, thank you. Not too much for the working girls. And if the working girls want to give back during this holiday week, ain't nothing wrong with that, child. Pay it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably will give the money quicker than the girls that waved the magic wand. RJ Catastrophe, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, RJ.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. I was at the ball. I was in Omaha, Nebraska. I used to live out there about 3 years ago, and I used to be able to throw little parties and stuff like that. So when I heard that they're having the ball, I had, you know, flew out there just to support and everything. So the ball was actually hosted by the Nebraska AIDS Project in Omaha, Nebraska. They pretty much collaborated with some of the folks in the black gay community to help put the ball together. And it was actually toward a very diverse crowd. So it had blacks, whites, gays, straights, you know, boys, girls, some queens, everything. So it was a pretty nice event. They had Jay Vonick was the host, and Mariah Balenciaga from RuPaul's Drag Race. Those two were the two commentators that facilitated the whole ball. I was actually on the judges panel. I was surprised about that. But and that's it. Well, overall, it was a good event. A lot of participation. The crowd loved it. It was the first time ever seeing anything like that before, and they were very appreciative of the whole event. So it was pretty good.
Were there any houses in the building or people that represented different houses?
Yeah, they had one, I think it's a new house in Minnesota, Father Jazz Bordeaux. She was She came down from Minneapolis. She's like a royal father for one of the houses up in Minneapolis. And she actually came down because she had a prior obligation for Omaha to support the event to be a judge. So she was there. But there's not too many houses up in Omaha. So just a lot of people just came in just to spectate, and a lot of people just wanted to perform. They're not associated in any houses.
And what about different categories? Were there any highlights? Did the girls, you know, really give you a show?
Yeah, they had this one category. It was a twerking category. And it was this, you know, one tall Caucasian person there. And he really, like, turfed it the whole night for that category. And it was very surprising because everybody thought that this is tall, slim guy. Nobody knew he had all that back there to be doing all that stuff with his ass. So that was pretty entertaining right there.
That's what you took back to your room,
Mark. Say it again?
That's what you took back to your room?
Oh, no. They had another couple categories, too. They had the last category was Forceful Small Vote Performance category. About four or five people participated in that. They had a Best Dressed Spectator category, Face. They had, like, a Best Hairstyle. And they had a Runway. And I think that was it. So it was, you know, just little small categories. Nothing, you know, major like how the regular ball scene does it. But something for Omaha to see like that, that was a good little ball for them, for a starter.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure if they have something like that next year, I think it'll be packed again. It'll be, you know, they would have a lot more support out there if they do it again next year. So.
Well, shout out to Omaha, Nebraska.
What's up, Marcus?
They did first place. They gave away money for first place, and then they gave money away for second place, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's a little something that the real ball machine doesn't do. They had a first and second place prize, so that was pretty good, too.
So did you give it to your girlfriend?
No, I did not. I was fair.
Well, shout out to Omaha, Nebraska, and all the participants and the people out there, and as well as Jay and Mariah for going out there and, you know, giving them a taste and stuff. It's good to hear positive things out there. I wish there was somebody out there videotaping or taking pictures and stuff, because I would have loved to see that. So shout out to you girls out there, and please call in and be,
now,
a part of the show. Huh? What?
I heard what you said.
Start.
What?
Thank you, RJ.
Yeah, anytime.
No.
The girls are probably still
actually,
out there.
Can you tell me where is Omaha, Nebraska? I'm trying to pull it up on a map, because that's somewhere I ain't never been.
Where did you come from? Omaha Steaks.
Don't send them children recording balls out there. They probably won't find a way back.
Oh, it looks like it's near Iowa. Okay. All right. Not too far from Missouri.
We have a couple of other callers. Shout out to Omaha, Nebraska once again. And if you have anybody out there listening, you know, please feel free to press 1. This platform is for you guys as well. 347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, Jazz. Hey, everybody. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Hey. Nothing in Atlanta. I'm visiting family for Thanksgiving. But just listening and... Before I left the other day, real quick story. I know y'all seen it. People poured in messages. My dog got killed Wednesday, and I'm over.
Who was killed?
My little girl, my dog got killed right before. Yeah. So,
what happened?
My significant other did not put the leash on her, and she yelled out and got swiped by a car on the way picking her to the babysitter. So, I'm just, like, over it. but
Mama Jones, you're not supposed to ask people how people die.
Marcus, it's a doll. It's not a person.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
It's not a person. People feel, you know, people have a lot of love for their pets. They love their pets more than they love the next person, honey.
That was my little girl. That was my daughter. But other than that, I'm doing okay. Just enjoying Atlanta. Atlanta has changed. I haven't been here in like almost cool 7 years. It's looked very different to me. But, you know, I'm down here enjoying eating, whatever. But other than that, I'm just listening.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so sorry to hear about what happened, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure we'll still hear from you tomorrow and Wednesday or so. But
sure,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay, thank you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh.
Private caller, you're on the air. Girl. Bishop, you're on the air.
Why does this Minnesota ball look like they having devotion service? It ain't only but 30 people at this ballroom scene.
It was more than 30 people. This is why I hate the media. Why do y'all, when y'all see something, why do y'all sit there and run with it when optics can play? It was definitely more than 30 people there. It was about 80 people there. And even still,
that still don't make a difference.
The last 10 balls I've been to have had less than 80 people. At least they paid out their money. We focusing on the wrong reason. I went to the last week. It wasn't 100 people there.
It was the blueprint.
We focused on the wrong thing.
I mean, their topic was the blueprint. I said their topic was the blueprint, so it did make really much sense, you know, building a ballroom scene into Minnesota. So, you know, blueprint seemed like the type of title you would have. So I understand and I agree with you. But, I mean, the pictures that I'm seeing, man, it looked like they was having devotion service.
Well, when's the last time you went to a ball? I just hate when people sit there and do that, when they hear one person say that and they run with it, when realistically, I mean, I never knew how many people come to a ball makes the ball fab or not. I've been to a lot of balls that had thousands of people, you know, 1,000 people there, and it didn't go off so well.
Yeah.
And they only get to one or two categories, honey.
I'm mad right now, man. That ball is like the Redskins game in the fourth quarter. My skin is lost.
Start traveling, Bishop. You know, the mega bus still get everywhere.
I'll be flying. I don't know what you're talking about.
Spirit had a lovely special.
I don't go with Spirit no more. They lose your bags.
Oh, you should say that's your bag. Or you get your bag.
Put me on JetBlue or Southwest.
Now you act like you just said some fab airliner. You said JetBlue or Southwest. Spirit and Southwest are on the same level to me. It's no shade. I will give JetBlue a little higher status, but
y'all know he used to fly in Air Dream.
Anyway, Jasmine, I just also called to say how y'all doing, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, man. And I hope everybody eat up and get full. That's about it.
I hope everybody's food stamps cut on time so they can get their food by Thursday. Ooh. I hope it works out for them.
Uh-huh. They got food drives.
I got to talk about y'all. I got to ask y'all a question about that, too. Thank you, Bishop. I got a whole bunch of questions. I'm glad I am here. I got a whole bunch of stuff on my mind. 443-397, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, it's just Calvin. Hey, Marcus, everybody. I was just saying hello and just listening.
Thank you, Calvin.
What you say, Jasmine?
I said, hey, Calvin.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm just listening. You can put me back on hold.
Oh.
Well, Calvin, hold on a second, sweetie. You came on here very, you know. You came on here very.
What was that?
Hi, this is Calvin, and I just wanted to say hi, and I'm just listening. Like, you know. How was your weekend, Calvin? How's everything going?
My weekend was okay. I mean, it's nothing to be happy about. I did nothing but sit around the house and watch movies all weekend. And I'm sick.
What movies did you watch?
Everything from Bad Grandpa again to Two Guns to 21 and Over. Just watch the movies.
How was Candyman?
What's this tea about you getting married? You're getting married, Calvin?
Child, boo. It was some stupid-ass game you put in your inbox, and you put something crazy up, and whoever likes to comment on it, you put it in the inbox that it was a game, and you keep it going, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. I ain't getting married to nobody.
And, Calvin, you're giving me very tradey voice tonight. Like, you know, you're very a little masculine over there.
No, I'm sick. My nose is all stuffed up and shit.
All right, Calvin.
Oh, my God. I can't hold Mama Jones.
Mama Jones is
somebody
crazy.
Call
Thank
in
you,
and
Calvin.
Give us a report from Atlanta. We want to know what happened
Thank
in Atlanta.
You,
I heard it was a lot.
Yes, Atlanta. Can we get a report from you guys about the free ball that took place? We have two private callers. Private caller number one, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on the air. Hello.
Yes,
you live. You live, baby.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, you live.
Okay, I don't know if y'all can hear me because I guess y'all are slow response. I guess since I'm in Detroit, I guess we're a little slow over here.
Yeah, they are.
and you know what? And that's why I'm calling in, because I always hear, like, I mean, I've been around the Boston scene for a long time. Honestly, this is my first Blog Talk Radio show listening to. I actually just be in the little ballroom room, and I watch and I listen a lot. I really don't call in, but I just watch something. Like, I want to ask Marcus, where the fuck is you from? Because, like, every time I hear you say something about the Midwest, it always seems so negative. Who are you and where are you from? I've been in the Boston for a
well,
long time.
Hold on. I have never said anything negative about the Midwest. Would you like to quote what I said?
It's just your demeanor and your attitude about stuff, because when you say, okay, somebody from Chicago, somewhere, Aquila Rodeo won this ball, and
let me quote you what I said, because obviously you didn't listen. I said Aquila Rodeo from Ohio or Detroit, because I don't know which one where she's from. I know she's from one of those places.
Set all the Mizrahis
and won the $700. So there was no demeanor in that. I don't know if she's from Detroit or I don't know if she's from Ohio. I've seen her in both.
Some like those Midwest places. I was wondering where you were from, because nobody really never knew you.
I'm from North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. She's from one. And what I'll explain to you, I'll explain to you why I said that. People have a tendency, especially from out of town, to not separate the Midwest. When they say Chicago, they think that's the only city that encompasses the Midwest. They don't consider OKI.
If anybody know anything about ballroom history, Detroit is the original Mecca for the Midwest before Chicago.
But people don't give y'all credit for that.
That's not a ballroom historian. Okay, right. So that's people who don't know, but I'm just saying it was
a lot of people that don't know that.
I don't even want to get really on that or just hawking that. I just felt like your spirit and your vibe, and I was just wondering, how was you feeling? Because I do watch a lot of stuff. How did you feel after you had that limo ride with Sanaya and with Jack and with...
Oh, we're
going to
talk about
back.
That. I didn't feel any type of way.
I know I'm jumping subject, but while I'm on here, let me just kick two birds in one stone, because it was real interesting to me to see how you handled that in a limo. Then I want to make another comment, because I was watching some of the other stuff. I'm a ball watcher. I've been a ball fan for a long time. I've been in a few houses. I've traveled. I've seen a lot of the balls. I know how the balls go. When you be around balls, it's the same shit at a different day and time and age. It just get more and more messier. I was just wondering, when I was watching this chaotic confusion ball, I've seen Belvin giving an LSS. And this is not none of my business because I don't know everybody's credentials, but I heard him call somebody out for LSS, and he called them a legend. And I really would like to ask this question. What is the person, and I like this person, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be negative, because I watch the ball scene, and I know who what category. I want to know what the Midwest mother, Amaya Revlon, is legendary for. What is she legendary for? Because I'm from Detroit, and she's from my city. They call her a legend. What are these people becoming legendary for? That's what I'm wondering. Like, what are we legends for nowadays? Are we legendary for their house mothers and fathers? Like, I just wonder if somebody, like, later on in the radio show, could y'all touch that aspect?
You are going in right now.
I'm
going
to
tell He's really going in over there. I'm sorry, this is my first radio show. This is what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. That's what we're going to do first. You're on hold. The second thing is, baby, your temperature, your blood pressure is going up a little too high because
I hear you
pounding and everything over there. Like, you really going in and you asking too many questions at one time, just one at a time.
Look, can we talk about it? No, okay. So to talk about chaotic confusion, I didn't go to the ball. I was out of town in Miami, so I didn't really get to see that ball. But, I mean, maybe sometimes Selvin says things thinking people are already legendary, and he's going by what he thinks what he was familiar with. So, I mean, really the only person that can answer that question is Selvin, whether or not he really meant it intentionally or if he really feels that way.
So you know what I suggest? For you girls from now on, let's start a new trend. For you girls from now on, I want you girls to, how about inbox the individual that stated, the scenario that you're questioning, inbox them and ask them themselves, why is she legendary? And then give us a call back and let us know what she said. That way we can all find out because and see where it goes from there. Hold on a second. Marcus, I know there's a lot of things everybody wants to talk about. I just want to get to some of these callers, and then I'm going to give the floor back to you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about other girls in Atlanta doing approvals for Butterball turkeys.
What are they doing in there?
In the supermarket. Put me on hold. Put me on mute.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, sweetie. Be careful for your Butterball turkeys, girl. They watching. And the last caller, 323-286, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? Hi, Jasmine. Hey, Marcus. Who is going on here? I don't know. This is Michi.
This
hey, everybody.
This is Michi.
The girl.
Hey, Michi.
Hey. Who's all on here? Is Ronnie on here?
Rodney's still we're still waiting for Rodney, but we have Jason, Mama Jones,
hey, Mama.
Melissa, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
And Michi, since she was so hi, since she was so bold this weekend, and you put on the group to ask what was the worst ball that you ever been to the West Coast, I want you to answer it out loud. What is the worst ball you've ever been to?
Marcus, don't start your shit, okay?
What?
Okay.
We're trying to keep the ratings up tonight.
Okay, what's up? Let's go. Let's play. What's up?
So, okay, what's the worst ball you ever been to in L.A. or in California since you West Coast, since you posted the topic this weekend, but then you wanted to be cute and just answer it with one part?
Then I eat that. Actually, you know what? The worst ball, they really don't have a lot of balls, and I really don't attend a lot of them because usually when I get in my ball mode, I really go more back east. But I will say the worst ball I think I've ever attended, I don't remember the name of the ball, but it was like a...
We're going to put you back on hold till you get it together. Thank you for calling out.
You're not going to put me back on hold till I motherfucking get it right. Don't be sitting there trying to... But it was a mini grand ball. I forget the name of it. The only reason it was the worst ball because of the lack of support. The ball within itself, the concept, and even the decor was, you know, still nice. But as far as a turnout, the worst ball would have been, and that's my sister, so I'm going to still keep it real, when Lovely had her ball in 2011.
It was worse than the con ball in L.A.?
No, the con ball, you had already read the con ball. So, you know, those are my two. Those are my two.
Oh, okay.
But that con ball in L.A. was, that wasn't even a ball mark, because that was just really more of LSS. No shade.
That was an exhibition.
We did LSS three times. I did LSS and called out Selvin. Selvin called out everybody else. I called out. Then he called out Anisha. Anisha then got on the mic, and he called out. Like, we were just calling out people. Then Cage comes in, and he's like, okay, we're ready for Grand March. And I'm like, oh, you guys fucking kidding me.
The first we got grand prize with no judges on the panel. Right.
Right, yeah, because I wasn't even paying attention to the ball. Because I wanted to get off the panel.
Well,
and come back.
You know, we've been summoned, so we have to address some things when I go have to do this eventually. So you going to sit with us?
Of course. I love the madness.
Well, take it away, honey.
Okay. So I have been really trying to avoid addressing this publicly about Marcus versus Ballroom Throwbacks, Marcus versus Caesar, you know, because out of respect for my friends, you know, the people who told me, Marcus, no matter what people say, you do have an influence or a voice. So out of respect, I tried not to say anything and just kind of go with the flow. When Ballroom Throwbacks cameras were out, I would, you know, speak. If they interviewed, you know, I try to wave, you know, that kind of thing. However, I've already addressed to Caesar personally how I felt. You know, we've had our exchange for words. So it kind of puzzles me why this weekend a camera was stuck in my face and kind of, to me, what I consider to be begging to be coming to a ball, you know, to be brought into a ball. At the end of the day, people enjoy your service. Your service is great. People enjoy it. I, as a promoter, cannot justify paying you because the people coming to my ball have yet to tell me 100% sure they don't want to come. You know, they're not coming to a ball if Caesar or Ballroom Throwbacks isn't there. Until that starts happening, until I start seeing drastic numbers going down, it's not going to happen. I'm not paying you to come to a ball. Other promoters may feel that way. I have tried to tell you this in private and told you maybe some other ways that I feel as though it would be mutually beneficial for the promoter and for yourself, because I don't believe anybody should have to work for free. Anybody shouldn't have to. Everybody should be compensated for what they do. If you come up with a business plan, let that business plan, I hope it works for you. However, I do not appreciate with a camera being stuck in my face and, you know, being questioned about this, and then when I'm asking you to turn it off, you know, so we can actually talk about it, because it really is no one's personal business. The truth of the matter is I probably can't afford for you to pay for you to fly down to the ball, put you in a hotel, and give you your required fee. The difference is I'm not doing it. So let me publicly say I'm not doing it. That's the difference. If somebody wants to sponsor Ballroom Throwbacks at any of my events, you're more than welcome to. I will put you on the guest list and treat you like royalty. They're more than welcome to come to the ball. They don't, you know, they will be guest listed. They can record from the stage. That's all of the concessions that I'm making. I'm not paying anyone to record a ball, whether they were getting paid or not. If people want to talk about preserving the history, there are other people here who want to, you know, to preserve the history. There are people that are willing to do it for other reasons. Media does not get paid. I've never known you call CNN and you give them a tip, and CNN says, well, send me a green dot and we're on our way to record that. That's not how media goes. Love to hear. If I can get 25 people who have been to my balls to call in and say on the radio tonight their real name and say that, yes, I've been to your balls before, but I will never come again if Ballroom Throwbacks don't come, that maybe I'll consider hiring them. But that's still not going to happen. So I'm waiting.
Work.
Well,
okay. Anybody on this call? All
right.
Y'all gonna,
so
I mean, most of y'all ain't never been to my ball anyway.
So,
I like Snapback Productions, Marcus. Have you tried Snapback Productions, Marcus? They did an excellent job for the combat ball. Have you saw that footage? Oh, editing.
Right. I mean, Kima, I mean, I don't want it to seem like, though, anybody that wants to record, because I'll be honest with you, I've even worked with the young man from Virginia who records the Virginia balls, and he does a great job. And now that I've seen his work, you know, I don't mind people coming in to preserve the legacy, but it seems as though to me people aren't really trying to come in and preserve the legacy. They're really basically trying to see what they can get for free. I mean, I don't expect anybody to work for free. I mean, but even at the end of the day, if this is what's benefiting the ballroom scene, well, let's tape up a collection. Let's, you know, get them out there if that's what they're really going to do. But I just don't see how you can put it on these promoters where, to be honest, you know, even this weekend, I don't see how this promoter could have afforded to play in all these people when their ball only had 80 people there. So, I mean, obviously, and let's stop talking about doing stuff for love because, you know, nobody wants to lose money when they have a ball. I do not mind breaking even, but when we get to this point, and I don't want anybody to sit here and think that I'm attacking them because I have addressed this privately with Caesar, and it to this point to where he knows exactly how I feel, and I felt like the camera and trying to record was a personal attack. I don't like being recorded because I have a lot of classmates, high school and college classmates, that come and say, oh, I saw you on this, I saw you on that, and because of the negative connotations with it, it's like I'm having to justify who I am when I'm just walking. I could have just been in a public place. Why is the camera in my face? I didn't sign no agreement to be recorded. I didn't sign up to be a reality star. You know, being on the radio is different. My voice is not my face on camera. And I feel somewhat disrespected. Am I wrong to feel that way?
Can I say something?
Marcus, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Puerto Rican princess, and then
go
I'll
ahead,
ask my question.
Isn't he a partner with YouTube? Don't they pay him for the videos that he put up there?
Okay. The YouTube part, I believe, you know, what they get from YouTube is very small, to where it probably would not cover their travel expenses and all their expenses, unless, you know, it was some enormous amount of money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he says that, I trust that they're not making that kind of money. So I do understand that some type of way it needs to be offset, but I propose to Caesar at one point that he would, like, maybe make it like kind of how T.S. Madison's website is, a pay-per-view site. Mainly while the U.S. people may not be willing to pay for it, I'm pretty sure people in Australia and Japan and Russia and all these countries would not mind paying a monthly fee to watch balls because they're more interested in them. So, yes, you might lose subscribers, but you're actually going to make it more profitable for yourself, kind of like how a porn site does or how, you know, T.S. Madison does her website. You know, we have to start thinking of, like, smarter ways to make money versus, to me, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, because that's kind of what we're taking it out of the promoter's pocket and expecting the promoter to do it when the promoter, the cost of a ball has not gone up since I've been to one in 10 or 11 years. How can you keep adding on things for a promoter to do when we haven't even gone up based on, and everything has gone up? Jasmine, would you agree?
I agree with you.
The girls need to learn from me. I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
Jason, what was your question?
Okay, I have actually two questions. The first question is, I don't want to, because I don't want it to seem like that I dislike this man because people already know how I feel. The first part question is, if he presented himself to you with a package and did it in package form and explained everything that was you would be getting in this package, would you consider that? Then my second question is, why does, to me and a few people that I've talked to this week or hit me up asking me that I see it, the question is, why does it always seem like they get you in the group and they just attack you all at one time? And why do you continue to allow it to happen?
Okay. I think what happens is because a lot of times people will say, well, Marcus isn't relevant, who is Marcus? The difference is I'm probably a very you know, people probably consider me a very successful promoter, or really good at promoting. So the deal is, my personal opinion is, I think they need my buy-in. I think they want to come to North Carolina. I would give, you know, it would be nice to have someone record the ball and people see it. And if it was possible, or, you know, really easy to do, or if it really wouldn't take much, but I don't consider the type of money that we're talking about a small investment, because at the end of the day, I want to make sure when my ball says it's starting at 8 o'clock I have whatever money I said that I'm going to give away, and the ball starts, and I'm able to give it away. You know, anything else is extra. Your question, if they approach me with a package, I've tried to sit down with Caesar and suggest to him what I would like to see, because I think the great part of Ballroom Throwbacks is the promotional aspect. I would pay premium money for my commercial to play on his station before a ball clip goes up. Because
Hold on a second. We have our host of Monday night, so one of our co-hosts, the overall father.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pour them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pour them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pour them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pour them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pour them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
up. Yo, get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
We had him, but now he's gone. Hold on.
Rodney, can I get a breakfast sampler for Christmas?
Not a breakfast sampler. Rodney, are you
row
there?
Row 2, 5, 6, 0, 2.
What
was that?
We're having oh, there he goes. I see him. Rodney, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Mama Jones asked for a breakfast sampler.
Yeah. You can get it, Mama Jones. Come on through.
Yes. Come on, man.
So, what was on the topic for today? Marcus, I heard you talking about the limo ride.
Yes. We've already talked about the ball. We've recapped. Did you go to Atlanta?
No, I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay, well, oh, yeah, you went to the football game. Well, we recapped Minneapolis. RJ recapped Nebraska. You know, a caller called in from Detroit, and, you know, they opened up the door. Also, I already told Jasmine I was going to address it on the show.
Was Detroit dropping the ball?
No, he called in. What I said was that Okila Rodeo, she was from Detroit or Ohio, and I said somewhere. And I, you know, they called in defense of their area. You know.
Oh, okay. I heard
I'm a
they say the Mizrahi's one performance, but then I heard they said no, it was the Okila Rodeo actually won performance.
Yeah, Okila Rodeo, she won performance. She beat all 9 Mizrahi's.
Oh, okay. Unless you had to take an energy drink for that.
Some go-go juice.
How was the football game, Rodney?
She went off.
Say it again.
How was the football game?
I actually went to the basketball game. It was the Wizards versus the Knicks.
Oh, basketball.
And the Wizards won. You know, so that was nice to see. And then I went on Sunday. I went to my son's house, and we watched the game. Unfortunately, our team lost with 1 second left. But it was still a good game, you know.
So are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to the Super Bowl. If I could find somebody with some tickets or a hookup, I will definitely be there.
Where's the Super Bowl at this year?
Kelly said she was going.
New York.
It's in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at the Giants Stadium.
Rodney, holla at Amaya.
Oh shit!
Don't for you to go to the Super Bowl. Don't you have to have like season ticket? You have to be a season ticket holder.
No,
you don't. They give first preference, but if you want to pay the $1,000, you can. Or if they have like a raffle, it's like this means of getting tickets to the game.
Oh,
Hold on, we have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. My sister on the air.
Say it again.
She's Spanish. She's Spanish. My sister. She on the air.
Qué
pasa, mira? What you doing?
¿Cómo tú estás?
I'm chilling.
And we're going to have to turn this into a Thursday night show, honey. What are y'all going to do?
Yes, that's on us Thursdays, yeah. I just wanted to say hi to my sister. I love you, Will.
Mark. I love you so much. Bye.
Okay.
Do you wear weave too, Miss Thing, the private caller?
All the time. I want to look like Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, private caller.
So
we have another private caller.
We got one more from Atlanta.
Nobody called in from Atlanta yet. We got one more private caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Hello.
I'm sorry, you said it too late and I hung up on you. Nobody called in from Atlanta. Anybody that's in Atlanta, please call in. We want some information on the free ball that took place. I heard it was, you know, a little festive. So, Rodney, what do you think about the limo ride? I want to touch on a couple of things
from Atlanta that I did get wind of. First, I want to congratulate Father Mizrahi of Atlanta for his multiple wins at the ball. He won Sneaker versus Sneaker. He won Pretty Boy Realness. And he won Streetwear. So, congrats to Donye on that. And also to touch on the subject of walking and judging the ball. That has been put in place for a while now, that if you judge the ball, I mean, if you walk the ball, you cannot judge. Well, it didn't just say grand prize, mini grand, or whatever, but the host, there has been an issue where the host of the ball themselves stated that because of it was House with the Most Trophies or something of that nature, they allowed the judges to walk, but on 98% of the time, if you judge the ball or if you walk the ball, you can't do either. And that's just in general, all across the board, whether you're in Florida, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Texas, Atlanta.
Omaha, DC, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. It is what it is. It's the rule. You cannot walk and judge the ball because sometimes revenge plays a factor in that or, you know, different stuff like that. You just have to avoid all of those type of confrontational issues by not letting it happen at all.
Can y'all hear it?
We have another private caller.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, is Marcus there? Marcus?
Magic Fair.
This is the PR rep for Caesar. Good luck.
Okay. Well, thanks. So that's one person. Have you ever been to any of my balls?
Good luck.
Thank you, YouTube viewer. Thank you. We appreciate your support. A talk about you is like you.
You know what, Mendito? They were trying you though in that limo ride. I felt so bad when I was watching that video. I said, Mendito,
well,
look at they trying you.
You shouldn't feel bad because at the end of the day, I felt like they were trying to convince me to get. You know, we've already had this conversation numerous times. So it's like to me, and again, I hate to use the word begging, but it seems as though you're trying to change my mind when you could easily change my mind if you change your business practices. I don't mind paying you for promotion. I'm not paying you to record. That's not me hating. That's not me being against black businesses. I mean, if I'm such a, how would I say, irrelevant ball promoter, you shouldn't worry if Marcus doesn't bring you. Go to San Francisco that night. go to the ball in San Francisco. Have a great time. You know, go out, see the city, enjoy yourself. My crowd is, whoever's coming to my ball is going to come, and whoever comes, they're going to get paid.
Well, you know what? Let me say something real quick. Can I say something? I feel like if some people, you know, that it's just like some people do balls for, you know, for the community and, you know, for others and, you know, and some people do it for the money. It's, you know, and I guess they just, honey, they want that coin.
Well, I'm not going to say, okay, I don't want to go that far because, again, I don't believe, and you know, I don't believe that anyone should have to do stuff for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can never see the DJ doing the ball for free. What I don't understand is that, you know, especially how DVD recording has gone, people have come in to videotape the ball. And I guess it would be different if, how do I say this? Like, if I was living in New York, if I was having a ball in New York, and I asked this person to come and videotape my ball, kind of like a wedding, you know, you pay that videographer to come and videotape the wedding and to take pictures and stuff. But in return, you get the footage. So you get to see your wedding, you get the copy of your pictures, and that's what you're paying for. Wedding photographers make really good money, you know, but to say I'm paying for you to come, flying you in, which, I mean, that's what it is, but then I have to view my footage that I paid for the same way that everybody else did, just seems a little ironic to me.
Mark,
you know, so at the end of the day, you know, you have to make it feasible for the promoter in our aspect. It's not anything, don't make it seem as though we're forced to bring you in. It's an option. It's a really nice option. If anybody can afford to do it, do it. You know, I'm never going, my house member did it. He did it. They paid, you know, it is what it is. That's not the problem.
Okay.
The problem is when people don't want to hire you, you're kind of like throwing shade to the event. Okay, if somebody's not coming because you're not videotaping, I'll accept that. I remember at one point people used to feel that way if a certain person wasn't commentating. I don't believe a commentator makes or breaks your function. Some people enjoy people more than others.
So they say that people go to the balls because they're there?
Who? Do I believe? In North Carolina, I don't believe people are only coming from out of town because of ball
because
go back and come
like
and record
that
ball.
Ball would have been packed. That ball they was just in would have been packed if it was like that.
Well, you can't say that because I think it's more of a branding tool. People enjoy watching YouTube. What I consider it as is that it is bringing a light to the ballroom. Like, we're getting attention from all these other countries and all these media outlets. Even being at the Rumble last week, you know, there was a newspaper there, Huffington Post. All these people have been taking notice because of ballroom throwbacks, and that's great. But at the end of the day, can I justify spending this kind of money, huh?
You don't
what'd
think
you say?
They're due because, okay, you just made a interesting point, the fact that certain media outlets have become relevant to ballroom and have decided to come out and experience ballroom due to ballroom throwbacks. So you don't feel that they're due any type of monetary stipend for coming to an event?
No, he said they are, but not what they asking for.
Well, no. Not from the promoter. Not from a promoter. If you, okay, Michi, if you come to my ball, right, and you selling bean pies, right, and you want to come sell bean pies at my ball, I've paid for the space, I've paid for the table, I've paid for the linen, I paid for the electricity for you to run your cash register. Why should I let you come into my space for free when you're making money? No matter how little or no matter how much or little money you're making, because I have no control over who buys your product. When you go to an exposition and you rent a booth, you're renting a booth. Even if you don't sell one thing, you're still paying them for that space. Mm-hmm. You know, we, as promoters, we're giving up space on our stage to allow you to record. We're allowing you, you know, electricity that comes along with it. We're giving you the opportunity, but then you want me to pay you for it. And I don't, and that's really not my problem. My problem really is that at the end of the day, I don't even get the media. I don't even get the footage that you take. I got to watch it on YouTube. And to be honest
but
with you, I'm not a big YouTube person.
I have asked for the footage
in advance, right, before, you know, to see if this was even possible. And they said that that's not what they do.
I don't mean to cut you off, so let me ask this question because it just came into my inbox. A couple of things are coming to my inbox. One is that certain people, and I'm just going to leave them out because they didn't want to be mentioned, are starting to feel like you're being strong, Dom. Secondly, my question is, this person wants to be paid for coming to people's events and taping them and all that. Do they get a discount or do they get to take money off when this person shows up late, then beats around the ball, talking lollygagging and all that type of stuff? So do I take money off of you, me paying you when you show up late? If my ball starts at 8 o'clock, meaning you need to be there at 8 o'clock taking pictures of whoever is there, not at 1:30, and then you demand to get paid when you were supposed to be there at 8 o'clock.
Ooh, that sounds like some tea.
There is some tea in that. I just caught the tea in that. But no, I agree with you, Jason, on that because first of all, if you have a bonding, first of all, anytime you're doing business, especially with the gay community, you should have a bonding contract. And if your contract states that your ball starts at 8 and your camera crew should be there by 7, then if you're once by 7 o'clock, 7:01, I'm starting to deduct money based off the fact that you're not late.
Let me know.
Let me go to a couple of callers real quick, and then I want to say something because I don't want it to really seem like this is just a blatant attack or anything like that about him.
What attack me?
Private caller, you're on the air.
Jasmine. Do you have a pussy?
Baby.
Thank you.
you must be a new caller, so we're just gonna leave that alone. And we're just gonna leave that
tired
alone
ass
because my pussy doesn't deal with girls like you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Okay, I have a question and a statement. I'm going to do my statement first. Well, I don't think Caesar's wrong for, you know, charging to come to the ball. I think what he's charging is a fool. Now, can you guys tell me, like, why should I pay my videographer to, you know, get in a hotel and to come there and all that? Now, that's a fool. Marcus, I agree with you. I should be able to get a copy of my ball, and I should be able to get a copy of the pictures. And he can go ahead and sell DVDs if he wants to. People have done that before, right?
Great marketing strategy.
Amen. And then you want me to pay you to bring your homegirls? No. That's just too much. And I have one more question. I have a question. Well, two questions. Marcus, how old are you?
30.
30? Why you still got babies?
Mm-hmm.
She said, why you still got baby teeth?
I guess they haven't. I mean, I don't know. I'm 30. We're going to play on it. You know, maybe with January 1st, maybe the Obama, what is it, Obamacare, you know, fix all of that. I mean, I don't know.
We have one more caller. 443-39, Calvin, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have to agree with Marcus. I mean, like, I really don't see the point because no shade. I mean, I'm paying all this money for you just to come bring a camera,
record my bar and then put it on YouTube. I mean, I've never actually thought about it like that. But at the end of the day, I could have one of my girlfriends with a camera sitting in the back recording the ball and do that shit for free. Why would I have to pay you? Come down, pay your hotel, your food, everything else, just for you to record a fucking ball.
I think it's like this, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Jasmine, can I say one thing? I think it's different because people in New York, I don't know if people in New York or New Jersey in that area pay, but for people down south, which in realistically Virginia, North Carolina, Atlanta, we have really nice events. So I think they look at that and see, okay, well, they have a crowd and people are there, so this is not an incredible expense for them. It's not an enormous expense, but, I mean, it's kind of like we already fly the commentators and, you know, our support staff in. Like, that's an extra expense versus if you have a ball in New York, Jack lives in New York, so you don't have to pay for him to fly there. We already have to pay for that. Why would we have to add on another enormous expense? And again, balls in North Carolina cost the same thing as a ball in New York. That's the same $30, but that's another additional cost that I have to incur because I want the best people commentating on the microphone. So I don't think they consider that, and they just look at people there, and they're thinking that, okay, it equates to money. But that doesn't – being in the South, we already incur higher expenses.
I mean, no shade. I could see if this was going on TV or on DVD or something, then I could understand you paying for them. But at the end of the day, it's going on a free site. It's going on YouTube. I mean, anybody and their mother can see it. And you still have to pay them for this?
Okay, hold on, yeah, because I have to say a couple of things. But I want to get to the callers, but it's just like they don't stop pressing 1. And I keep hearing a lot of background noise. Let me get to these callers, and then let me say something, because I want to switch this up a little bit. 757-348, you're on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Can you guys hear me?
All right.
Yes, we can.
How y'all doing? This is JCW from Facebook. I don't know if you guys see me in the group, and I'm official ballroom. But I did actually want to call in on this topic just for a quick second before I go to bed. It's really funny that you guys bring up about the promotional skills and professionalism of ballroom throwbacks, which we all can see and easily say they're not professional at all. But my question is this: if they want to charge fees for your venue and they're filming a documentary, why is it that they're not cutting, I guess, you know, where their venue is, why they're not cutting them a portion, why they're not cutting fees out to people that they interview? And I guess the biggest question that I have is, what about the level of professionalism when they're interviewing people and they're talking about other folks? For instance, T.S. Madison, what if it gets to a point where they keep mentioning her and something is said, and then she files a defamation lawsuit and Ballroom Throwbacks is not an official company? Then what do they do? Like, who takes the blame? Where does that go? Like, it can go so many levels in so many different ways. So to go to somebody as a team and you charge them for a venue fee, and number one, you're not being professional whatsoever. Number two, you're essentially filming a documentary, so you shouldn't be charging them. They should actually be charging you to allow to come and share publicity with your free site on your social platform, YouTube and Facebook.
Well, Marcus, you actually have fans tonight.
Right. And Marcus, I could film your ball on my little iPad for $20.
Well, with him saying that, shouldn't people be signing confidentiality clauses and everything like that for this as well?
Okay. All right, caller, you know what? Caller, you're right. You're 100% on point. And thank you so much for calling in and bringing that up. You are on point, though. J-Rock, you're on the air. Hi, J-Rock.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hi,
J-Rock. Hey, J-Rock.
J-Rock.
Hold on, J-Rock, before you go in, let me say something, okay? I want to ask Rodney a question. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, go ahead, Jazz.
What is your opinion, and this is just me and Rodney talking. Rodney, what is your opinion on this whole situation that they're discussing?
I tend to stay away from that conversation, Jasmine, because when I answer whether good or bad, it's taken out of context. So I don't even want to touch on it.
Okay, I understand. Let me say something to everybody. The caller brought up a good point, because over the years, things have definitely changed, and it can get that serious. But I want to say something. When I watched a video in the limo, that's what I'm going to call it, Sanaya brought up some very, very good points. And one thing is supporting each other. That's something that I truly believe that we should do, is support each other. I agree with Marcus 100% coldly when he says that things should be done in an avenue where, you know, like, you know, promoting, you know, okay, I don't mind doing it this way, but maybe you can do it this way as well, like, you know, promoting the event, maybe in your videos or things of that sort, kind of like one hand washing the other. And not to the point where if you're not invited to come to the ball, it's kind of like you're bashing the ball, because I have seen that in the past. Like, I will not be at this event this weekend, you know, little things of that sort. I will say this, though. Over the years, because I've been in this scene for a long time, and over the years there has always been people at that ball that were not affiliated with the ball. And where I'm talking about camera people back in the days of the Mark Ballroom and the Y, we always had camera people taking pictures of the girls. No one was charging them. They wasn't charging you, so forth and so on. They was always taking pictures. They was always documenting our history. And that is something that is true. I do agree that Caesar does a phenomenal job in documenting the history and continuing to document what we have here within our community. As far as the charging and the airfare and the hotel and so forth and so on, that is something that I feel that is something that should be done between the promoter and his brand or something of that nature. But I also feel that it can get a little out of hand, because now we're seeing the girls are getting these people in the building on craft and on airline tickets that are not being fully paid for, and this can turn into a wild fiasco. I don't agree with that at all. I believe that Caesar comes to these events, or his team comes to the event, and it's just something to be archived within our generation. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Now, like, again, with what the caller said, it can get a little out of hand, though, because just the way technology is right now, see, back then it was just photos. Back then it was private DVDs. But now you have things that are going on YouTube for the whole world to see, not just your house, not like it was back in the day where we all got together and we put a DVD in and we laughed and kikied and all that stuff. Now it's all over the place. Even news reporters are looking at us. It's just the police. Everybody's looking at us. So now when things are not being done professionally, or people's characters or being bashed or stepped on, I think now it's getting a little out of control when it comes to that. Personally, I think they're doing a phenomenal job. I may not agree with the tactics on it, but I believe that what happens, and especially with some of these other promoters, I think it's something that, you know, like with the Omaha thing, and like RJ said, if somebody was to document Omaha and then they have another event in a couple of months or next year, a lot of us were able to see it, and then we'll say, wow, I remember when, you know, Ballroom Throwbacks had that event up from last year as something that I really want to do, and I'll go to it next year or something like that. Do I feel that it's going to make or break a ball currently? Not at all. I'm sorry. I just don't feel that way. But I do love what they do, and I do agree. And I know a lot of us, let's not be no fool, a lot of us look forward to it. A lot of us look forward to those pictures. A lot of us look forward to those videos. That's what we reference. When we want to see a fight, an argument, how somebody looked, how somebody won a category, we turn to Caesar and his product. And that's, and we all do it. We may not agree to it. We may not say we like it. We may not say we, well, no, I'm not going to click on it. That's bullshit. We look. Stop lying. We look. And you got to give the man credit. He continues to do what he does. I believe in the support. We do need to support each other. But again, the tactics may not be where they need to be, and I think maybe we should all, you know, get together. People, don't be afraid to speak. That's all I'm gonna say. Speak and work it out. Agree. You know, that's all I can say is speak and work it out. You know, the right way where everybody and both parties feel comfortable.
Listen, it's true. You bring up a good point, though. But what he said too before was also a good point about him making, like, a pay site or something. Because, like you said, back then we used to all pay for the DVDs. Like, why do I have to pay for you to come to my ball for these bitches to watch it for free? Make them pay for it. They're going to pay for it if they want to see it. If there's a fight, if there's anything, they're going to want to see it. I used to buy the ball because when I used to go to servethekids.com and that other one, like, I used to buy the ball DVDs. You understand? And I used
to
buy the ball.
And you bought
it because
Tom was going to have the fight on there. You knew she was,
and
that was his.
And you read the title, and that title told you what it was. Honey, and you wanted to see that battle, you wanted to see that fight, you wanted to see something, and I paid the $7, $10, whatever it used to be, and he used to send me my DVDs, and I used to sit there and watch it. If he, Ballroom Throwbacks is over, I sit there and I wait, I'm dying to see tomorrow when they put up the Rumble Ball. Like, I wait for it, too, but I would also pay for it. You understand what I'm saying? Because it is entertaining.
Right. You watch it because it's free, right?
I understand the paying part. I understand what you guys are saying about the paying part. But even if I was Caesar and I was doing this, I wouldn't even want to get involved with this community and this community paying for anything because I wouldn't trust this community as far as trying to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, and when you're sitting here trying to put up a pay site or something where people are going to have to pay with, you're going to deal with so much fraudulent bullshit that it's not going to even be worth it.
Would you want your name flat hotline at an airline when you can't fly?
I said it's getting out of control. That it's definitely getting out of control. I mean, it has to be a way of doing this, but you know, it just, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. Because,
listen,
you know, it's
he
just,
wouldn't have
you
no control over people using fake credit cards. I have no control over somebody using a fake credit card to purchase something. What I can do is help you out and give you the information. Bitch, I'm going to let y'all bitches know now. If the cops come to me, I'm giving out the address where I sent that motherfucking DVD to or wherever, you know, like whoever's, like, but it, I don't know, whatever. I'm not paying for nothing, so I don't care.
And the only reason I'm addressing this publicly, Jasmine, is because I have addressed this privately with him. And out of respect for Rodney, you know, Rodney's like, well, Marcus, you should just kind of, you know, just let it die out because it seems as though you're picking on them. You know, and I have never, you know, recently I have not made a public comment at all, you know, about it. But then, you know, knowing how I feel, you put this camera in my face and you want these people to respond, you really want me to, you know, bite your little, you know, your neck and kind of go back and forth when, honestly, that's not what I was in the limo for. I was going back downtown to my hotel, you know. Did I think that was going to be the conversation coming up? I didn't expect it to because you already know how I feel about it. And maybe my mind will change. I'm still asking for one of those 25 people to call in. If you would call me on and say your name, tell me what ball of mine you've been to, and you legitimately tell me you're not coming to my ball because Ballroom Throwbacks isn't going to be there. If I get 25 callers or inboxes, I'll really consider it. I mean, I'll consider it because at that point it's a, you know, I don't want to risk losing patrons that were willing to support me, but I don't believe people come because just this particular person is coming to record.
I understand what you're saying.
That
wasn't
even
one. They didn't say their name. Melissa, you're back. We have a couple of callers. 312-694, you're on the air.
Chicago. 312-694.
Okay, and 757-348.
Hey, guys. Calling back. I was hitting the extension of your conversation. If I could, Ballroom Throwbacks has a they have a way to reform their brand. This is all essentially just PR and marketing. So I'm pretty sure if, you know, if any of them are listening and they want to fix the quote-unquote messiness that they have going on with their channel, why don't they just separate the channel? If your target is for humor and entertainment, why don't you just separate and make a separate channel for that? And if Ballroom Throwbacks, if their objective is to record and document this underground scene with screens, such break, you know, such groundbreaking exposure to the homosexual community that we participate in, then why not just take a step back? Why don't you go take a class? Why don't you learn a little bit more about marketing? Why don't you learn a little bit more about PR? And then why don't you just come back a few months later, more refreshed, more knowledgeable, and better prepared to deal with the media exposure that you're sending rather than just having something go out. Then you block half of the people on Facebook that don't agree with what you have to say or what you've done simply because it's a little bit biased. Because when you're trying to promote a company and you're asking to charge a fee, you can't walk in biased. You can't walk in with a certain motif or a certain preference to wanting to do a certain thing and then expose that, because not only does that harm your company as a brand, it also harms the venue that you're promoting with, and it makes them look like they might have wanted something to go down, especially when you mention certain people that have nothing to do with the reason why you're there.
Okay. Thank you again, JC. I really appreciate you calling in.
You are very intelligent.
All right, yeah.
You go to Hampton.
All right, JC. Though, but okay, hold on. Let me do this real quick before I change it. JC, I understand everything that you're saying, and I see where you're going with this. But it sounds like you're a little upset. Did they do anything to offend you personally?
No, I think I'm not upset, but I am expectant. When you get to this level of exposure and you want to, you know, cross between, you know, underground and mainstream, you're set forth with a groundbreaking, not only are you set forth with, you know, exposure, but you're set forth with a groundbreaking responsibility to represent that as best as you can. Because not only are you just representing you and your brand, you're kind of representing the stereotypical opinions of people that aren't affiliated with this genre to develop them against all of them. So, in a sense, Ballroom Throwbacks is a front face for all of the exposure that the community gets. And if they're trying to put it out in a certain kind of biased light, or if they put it out with a little bit of, you know, sketchy unprofessionalism, that could affect a lot of things down the road with a lot of things that a lot of other people might want to do. So it's not that I'm jaded, but I just really would love to just see them clean it up, get it real crisp, or just get that presentation to a point where, you know, people are looking at that and they're automatically like, wow, okay. And then it will, after a while, get to a point where people will want to pay them for promotion.
I got you.
Well, JC,
I understand.
I
can't do nothing but respect your opinion on that.
You know, JC, even now in his current content, based on the number of viewers they have, I would not mind paying them for promotion. Just like, okay, I may not like everything that happens on this radio show, but I know if I asked Jasmine for a report on how many people called in and how many downloads was done, they heard my commercial, and in the end of the day, as long as my ball was mentioned, I felt like I'm getting my money's worth. You know, I don't really care, you know, what, you know, what station, that, you know, that's getting a little too technical, what you're talking about. As long as people are listening and they hear it, is keeping them remembering, you know, keeping my event in their mind. That's all I'm trying to pay for, you know. So I don't really care about, you know, who they have speak, if it's fighting, if it's negative, if it's positive. I don't really care. Show me your numbers. Show me how many, and, you know, I really wish there was a way to show the number of people that actually go to balls, because I really want to believe a lot of these viewers happen to be people that are outside of the country that are, in my opinion, never come into North Carolina. They may come to a ball in New York City. They may come to a ball in Chicago. They may go to a ball in L.A. But for me being from Hicktown, North Carolina, some people from Russia ain't coming to my ball. So why am I, you know, going out my way to appease them? Yes, ballroom people, the Laomis, the Deshawns, a lot of people are getting a lot of attention. But if that's the case, these people need to start hiring what's the word? They need to hire publicity managers or PR people who can keep them in the spotlight so they can keep getting booked for all of these events that they're doing. Don't put it on the backs of ballroom promoters to bring attention to just a few people, because honestly, if this was something for like Carolina people or my Carolina people getting spotlighted, that's different. But it has a tendency to be, you know, you're highlighting people from out of town anyway. What attention is that bringing to my particular city, in my particular area?
Interesting.
You said what you said, but would you pay for them to come to your ball? If you had a ball in Florida.
No. Mm-mm. See, I'm all about business and saving a dollar, you know. I don't think I would pay, you know. I'm not paying nobody to do nothing. No. Hell no.
Let's say they got there, would you open up your home to them to where
I definitely would. You know, if they got themselves here, I would definitely, because one hand washes the other. If they came down, I would definitely, you know, open my doors and, you know, help them with whatever, you know. I believe in the old school type of things where we help each other. You know what I'm saying? Just like with Caesar when he came to Gagawin and his team, you know, they came in, they were there early. And, you know, I asked them, you know, why you guys are here, help me set up and stuff. They didn't mind putting those cameras down to help set up and decorate the place. And I didn't mind making sure that they were comfortable and they had everything that they needed and stuff. That's how we, you know, that's how it all works out. You know, that's how it is. I would make sure they have everything that they need, assist them with everything. And at the end of the evening, you know, because they were there, they helped me out. If I seen that, you know, they needed something or needed some assistance getting home or something, of course, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I don't like the whole thing of me, I have to pay. No, I'm not going to pay. I'll give, you know, and, you know, as a form of gratitude, but I'm not going to pay you. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way. Because I've been doing, you know, balls for so long that, you know, I don't believe that it's going to make it or break it. I believe that it's going to, you know, I appreciate what he does, though. I'm not going to lie. I shout him out with that. I appreciate the archive of what he does for our, you know, for our community. I definitely do. And he should be compensated for that in some way, form, or fashion. He definitely should. All of them. It's not easy for them, you know, for him and Corey and all of them to sit there and be among, you know, the community and have to be in the middle of everybody, all in their faces and probably touching them and breathing all on them and coughing all on them. Yeah, they should be constantly. They should get something, child, for real. But all that, you know, flying, you know, treating you like your little Kim and stuff. No, ain't gonna happen.
I'm gonna call it a night though, y'all. I gotta put this cucumber juice on my eye.
All right. You not going to Vogue night?
Girl, I don't do that queen stuff.
Jasmine.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell everybody good night too. I'm about to go to sleep. It was a good show, y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Who is that?
Thank you, Calvin, honey. Sounding like Trey. Hey, thank you, Calvin.
That's Calvin.
Night, thank you, Mom.
Hi, Calvin.
Thank you, Mama Jones.
Good night.
My
Okay. We still have Jason, Marcus, Michi, Rodney, J Rock. Huh? J-Rock and Melissa is on the air. J-Rock, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm on my way home from this little banquet.
Is it still snowing out there?
Well, no. You know, when it snows in Dallas, it don't it don't look like snow like it snows up north. I mean, it melts when it hits the ground. I mean, every now and then we may get some snow up to, like, probably, I don't know, probably, like, about 4 inches? That's about it.
Baby, 1 inch in North Carolina would shut the city down.
What?
Expect this snow.
Oh, no, because that's what I'm saying. If we get 4 inches of snow in Texas, it'll be gone in the morning. It'll be gone in, like, a day or two. But then we have been known to get some, like, if it's really, like, a blizzard somewhere, like, Midwest, North or whatever, and they, like, come swoop down us, we have been known to get a lot of snow in Dallas, but it won't be there for this weekend. So we should be good this weekend.
So how's everything going for this weekend? Are we going to hear from Larry or Ken this week?
Ken? I don't know. I'm going to have to call them and see if they want to come on the radio or whatever because my father be tired and ready to go to sleep. He don't be staying up that late. So if Ken don't do it, he may just have me to do it. But everything's coming along just fine. I'm just kind of excited, you know, to see what's about to happen because it's a couple of people coming down here for that little 1500 celebrity realness, you know. So I'm letting everybody know right now that I'm walking the ball because, you know, I really get sick and tired of not being able to participate in my own region because everybody be like, well, if you promoting, if you doing this, if you doing that, you're not supposed to walk. Well, bitch, if ain't nobody telling me to promote, I'm walking.
J-Rock.
Huh?
Are you walking realness? That's all I want to know.
Yes, I am walking realness just like I've been walking for the past 3 years.
Come on.
Why?
It's
celebrity realness. Bring it like a celebrity that you look most like. You don't have to look exactly like them, but you have to, you know.
Can I say something about the celebrity realness category? I really hate that category. I really do. Because to me, not too many people really come across as the celebrity that they bring, but they really bring the category. But they just can't seem to really pull off that whole
category. The category is open to all realness with the look and attitude of a celebrity.
A celebrity.
Attitude of a celebrity. So if you come up there and you look like trash, but you talking about you Nicki Minaj, well, that was an example. You say you look, you're Beyonce, but you look like trash, that's not right. But you also have to have a PSA announcement with the safe sex portion.
And when that PSA announcement comes across, if you don't have the attitude of a celebrity, I think you should get shot. But that's not me.
Okay, well, J-Rock, call me later. Call me tomorrow. We need to pull it together.
No, but I was thinking about that too. What y'all was talking about when I had came on, when y'all was talking about flying people here, flying people there, and all this kind of stuff. Really, to tell you the truth, I think that it's good for, like, commentators like, you know, Jack Selvin, you know, to come to a new, like, if it's a new region, I think it needs to be.
No, we're not talking about commentators, J-Rob. That's different.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't expect the commentator to pay for themselves to get there, and, you know.
Right. Because I think it's certain people that needs to hit your region to at least bless it and say, you know what, I think that they're doing good, and I think that this is a good region. They have talent, and if they see it, then, you know, other people will start coming. Because I know that's what happened with our region. A lot of people were like, this check is what? What's going on down there? And then people, like, started coming. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So, but, yeah, once everybody gets in the Dallas, I'm letting y'all know right now, hey, when y'all get here, all you gotta do is hit me up on Facebook, and I will tell you where y'all need to be going.
baby.
When it comes down to eating and when it comes down to the things.
You won't be telling us where we're going. You're going to be taking us there.
Oh, baby, I'm not taking
you. What do you mean? I want limo service.
Let me tell you something. Baby, I got a lot of things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really, J. Rod? Okay, all right. I'm gonna have a lot of things to do too when you walk.
When do you?
Now, Marcus, you're asking for a request for him for you to attend the ball in Dallas. Is that what I'm getting?
Huh?
You're requesting limo service to come to the ball in Dallas?
No, I just want a ride to get some food. In fact, I'll take a cab to the ball. I don't care. I'll get there.
What's up with all this limo service?
What you say? I'm gonna tell you, Jasmine. They think it's everybody wants the Raquel treatment, but they don't get the Raquel treatment. They want J Rock to come pick them up, take them to room.
We're family. Yeah. I don't even want you to pick me up from the airport. I'll get to the hotel. I'm asking for you to take me to get some food. I'll pay. The shade is, I would probably pay for your food when we got out. You know what? Don't worry about it, J Rock. I'll take care of it myself.
Put me up in the inbox because I like to, you know.
J Rock, you already agreed to it. If you don't realize, in the Gulf Coast room, you agreed to it months ago when I said I was coming. You said, "Yeah, I'll take you out to Rudy's," but don't worry about it. I'll take myself out.
Ooh, J Rock, so that Marcus remembers everything verbatim. You gotta watch what you tell her.
Just let me know because I'm going home on Thursday morning because, you know, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm not even coming that early. I'm not coming to Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't
want
to
be
in your hair.
I have three dinners to go to, so I got two grandmamas and...
I'm going to my family. I'm going to my family on Thanksgiving.
That's too
much. I got to make sure everybody coming in, flying in. No, oh, yeah, and another thing, for everybody that's coming in, or either if you're already in Dallas, because that's what's funny. It's a lot of people already there, and I'm like, okay, I guess the girls got to make their coin. But anyway, if you're already in Dallas and you want to get into the ball for free, then just look at my post on my page. Just go to Abounding Prosperity. If you do test, because it is, you know, HIV awareness and everything, and Abounding Prosperity is testing. If you test, you get into the ball for free. So they'll be open from 9 to 5 on tomorrow and Wednesday. Then they're not going to be there Thursday and Friday. Then Saturday at 6 o'clock, they're going to start testing at the site.
I have
of the
a
ball.
Question.
Yes.
And this is just an open question. Because I know that so many balls have this testing thing going, and they sometimes offer monetary prizes for the most tested. But how many of these children that get tested, or the people of the community, excuse me, actually go back and get their results and sit down and talk to somebody?
Well, this is what you got to do. This is what I'm saying. In order to get the ticket, you
have
to.
So you guys are giving them something just to be swabbed or whatever the case is, but that's how they
have to. No, this is how it goes.
I mean, that's not being tested because you're not resulting.
Listen, this is how it goes. Once you get tested, you cannot get your ticket till you go back and get your results. You see what I'm saying? So you don't get your ticket until you go back and sit down with one of the counselors and get your results. If your results is fine, they're going to let you know that your results is fine and make sure that you keep testing and they give you your ticket. If your results is not fine, then that's when they go into telling you the counseling session or either, you know, whatever. But you don't get a ticket till you get your results. So you should know your results. And if you see the rules
this
for this
is
testing is...
First I've heard of that.
Okay, and the rules for this testing is it has to be men that sleep with men, it has to be someone that does not know their status already. So, I mean, if they already didn't tested you before and they have your status, then no. They're trying to find new, they're trying to find new people to see who, you know what I'm saying, new cases, or either, if not, just at least if they get these numbers up saying that they are out here testing, because...
So
no
pretty much,
says,
FYI, that only applies to the girls from out of town because everybody else in the city should have been tested.
It doesn't matter. If you got tested before and you're in the city and you was negative 3 months ago at one ball, you need to test again at this ball because there's no guarantee that you're going to still be negative at this ball 3 months later.
Okay, so all the negative girls get tested, FYI. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Everybody needs to get tested.
They're not offering syphilis testing for people who know they're positive.
Sometimes
people offer.
Marcus, unapologetic.
You're not listening. You're not listening. A lot of times when they're offering an incentive like that, sometimes, because, you know, realistically, you won't know if the person is positive or not because everything is confidential until they bring you in and do the pre-counseling before they actually, you know, they'll ask you when was the last time you were tested, you know, mm-hmm. you know the results. And that, you know, you unless you tell them that you're positive, unless they, you know, that person physically, you know, was the person that counseled you and they remembered you, you know, that they told you
right.
positive, I mean, they really can't turn you away. But,
right.
you know, so what they normally do is they still offer the incentive if you get, like, a syphilis test or something. They may or may not be offering that. Who knows?
No, but, I mean, yeah, I feel like at the Scouter Ball they were strictly testing for HIV. But, I mean...
Well, right. They wouldn't really necessarily promote it, but truth of the matter is a lot of people know they're already positive. So when they come in, they don't, you know... They don't when they go
so
in for the results.
So what you're telling me is the girls is they notice they're positive and they're going to go get tested and then they put on the show like, oh my god, just to get a ticket to get.
Well, no, that doesn't happen because it all depends on what they tell the person or not. If they tell the person that they counseled them, you know, the person is, you know, so they're supposed to stop them or, you know, because sometimes people only do it for the incentive, the $25 gift card, the free entry into the ball. So they understand why the person is doing it, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, they know. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a back and forth. If you go to a bar and test positive, what do they do with you? You can't find out that you're positive and then go walk a ball 5 minutes later. I agree with that, Roger. There is some...
I've heard that a lot
before. Like, you know, when you find, if you really find out for the first time you're positive, would you really even stay to a ball? I would like to hear some, you know, maybe some help.
But how many people are really going to really just go back and get the results and just put their head down and not want that category? How many legends and icons are going to actually put their head down and not go walk their category? If the results
but
come
no
back
shade,
to
but no shade, but no shade. You gotta understand, this is a different time. These kids' minds are different because I actually know a couple of I know people that have when I found out their results because I'm a confidential person. I mean, I would never do that to anyone, but people trusted me to tell me what's going on with them because they want me to look out for them and stuff like that. You know, you want to have that person
you
can always go to. So they told me that they found out at the ball, and the ball that they found out at would be a ball that they won. And I'd be like, well, bitch, that's why you were so upset, or that's why the fuck you was, like, going in, or you, like, just, it was like, he was just letting it all out or something. I don't know. And then, like, he'll just go back and walk the ball. I was like, I think I would be like, oh, my God. You know, but some of them go right in that ball and walk the motherfucking function and, you know, and then after the function.
We have a private caller. Hold on, y'all. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Butch, Marcus, J-Rock, Jasmine, everybody. I've been to a couple balls, Marcus, to piggyback off what you said, and they test you and then they give you a card and say, hey, call this number in 3 days and we'll give you your results because you've been drinking and you've been bumping and smoking and we don't want to set you off in this ball, so... call this number. I've never been to a ball where they test you and say, hey, you're positive or negative right here at the ball. Is that how it works at your balls, Marcus?
Well, no, I don't really rarely have testing at balls, but
okay.
What normally happens is most states do, they would do an oral mouth swab, so that test can't tell you whether you're positive or negative anyway. They usually have to do a blood test, a confirmatory test to actually tell you you're HIV positive, which,
okay.
you know, they wouldn't do that. I've heard of that way, you know, that they actually tell people to call back and get results. But now, like, the CDC's been getting on people. The goal is to, they already know that the ballroom scene is, you know, heavily infected. So
yeah.
Their goal is to link people to care as soon as possible. So
I mean,
really,
like you said,
yeah, you know, right, they're trying to get you there as quick as possible.
Yeah,
honestly,
and
if
like
somebody
gave
me a ticket
told
me
to
call
balls,
in 3 days, I probably wouldn't do it. But,
yeah.
You know,
Yeah, but like you said, people get tested and they know they're positive, and it's like, oh, I'm going to get in this ball. Like, for instance, the free ball in Baltimore last week, the girls was like, oh, I'm getting tested tonight because I can get in paddock free. And it's like, but you know you sick, bitch. So, I mean, why would you do that? And it's like, oh, just to get in the club free. That's pointless. You're wasting money, taxpayers' money, CDC money, just county, state, whatever money.
Well,
you already know what's going on. Like, that's pointless. So, yeah.
You can't stop that. I mean.
Right, you can't. They look at it. I've said the same thing to some prevention people before. And what they're saying is that the good outweighs the bad. So, like, even if they reach one person that didn't know they were positive, if they have to deal with five fraudulent people that already knew, then, oh, well, they say, you know, in their eyes, they saved a life. So.
Okay. Cool.
You know, it's worth it. That's kind of how
I was just wondering because it was like, I mean, you go to clubs and it's like, hey, you get tested in this club. And somebody's like, let's get tested. And you go get tested. And it's like, hey, call this number in 3 days. And it's like, so what was the point? I could have went to the health department and did that.
No, some places, some people will, if you're negative, they will give you your negative results right there on the, you know, within that 15 minutes. But if you're positive, if they only swab your mouth, they cannot tell you you're HIV positive because there's no way to confirm that you're positive with just an oral mouth swab. You have to have a confirmatory test, which takes blood.
Yeah, but
they have to tell you, though, that that test was positive and that they have to confirm it. Like, this test was positive, but, you know, until we do the confirmatory test and, you know, in two weeks, you know, whatever. But they have to tell you that that test was positive because
And that's the part where how do people feel after a ball? Do they, you know, they found out at a ball and now they're supposed to go and turn the function? Like, they're supposed to go and, you know, go win grand prize? And I guess J-Rock said it happened. People do it. I don't know how I would respond, but.
These kids have a different mind frame these days. They just be like, oh, bitch, well, I guess I'm positive, so I guess I got to do what I got to do to make sure that, you know.
I'm moving to New York.
But you know what, though? To tell you the truth, and I know you
that talk, was shady. I
know.
Just knew that was so shady.
No, but to tell y'all the truth, actually, I may sound crazy for this, but I think it's a better thing that they take it as long as they go take care of themselves. Because, like I said, I know some people just like, well, bitch, they said I was positive or whatever, so now I got to go here and I got to go talk to the counselor and I guess I got to take care of myself. I know people that have said that. A lot of these younger people, when you ask that question, would they date somebody HIV positive, they'd be like, as long as we're protected and they're taking their meds. It's our generation. It's the older generation. They'd be like, oh, bitch, I'm going to die. And I'll be like, bitch, what? So I guess the teaching and everything is getting out there in a positive way to the younger generation because they just really be like, well, bitch, I guess I got to take care of myself.
So you believe that having HIV has become a social norm?
Yes, to tell you the truth, I really do. I really do. Not only in the gay society, but just in society, period. I know it's a lot of ignorance still out there, but it's a lot of kids that they just be like, well, what's, you know, they be like, you HIV positive, and they be like, oh, fuck, and they be like, well, what's next? And I think that's a good mindset to have of what's next or, like, what's the solution versus, bitch, I'm going to die, I'm just going to go fuck everybody, I'm supposed to go, you know, smoke some Tina, I'm going to do some, you know. I'd rather hear somebody tell me, well, what's next? Than to, you know, fall out, break down, and panic, which the majority probably would do anyway. But, I mean, these new kids, they got a different mind frame. The shit that scared us do not scare them today.
They have a different mind frame because, like, whoever that was that said, bitch, I'm moving to New York.
There you go, because that's what they would say.
All right, y'all. Can we change it up a little bit? Because I do want to. I'm not going to be here all night. I'm going to wrap it up soon because I'm tired, child. What did y'all think of the American Music Awards?
Garbage.
The American Music Awards really pissed me off.
Garbage. God pay.
Why did it piss y'all off, child? Why?
I'm gonna tell you why.
I did not feel Miss Faye made that statement. It wasn't the point that she made the statement, it was the words that she chose. The colored girl. The girl that was doing the what's her name? The Stone, I think her last name is Stone or something like that. She gave
She was reading the screen. And did you look at the irony behind the statement? The comment was the three people were up for best soul album of the year.
Right,
it was a white boy, a boy that used to be on Mickey Mouse, a white boy whose dad used to be on Growing Pains, and a black girl from the islands. We all know who should win this because they were saying it was soul. They were looking at the irony of it. Oh, but then y'all need to start reading into stuff. She was reading a teleprompter. She didn't even write that.
I'm going to tell you why I did.
No,
she's
a
comedian,
Sarah
Silverman.
Michi, what else got you upset about it?
I mean, that was pretty much it. I mean, I was just really waiting for Miley Cyrus. They put her up at the end, of course. Rihanna,
Rihanna's hairdo made me upset.
Rihanna performed an old. Why she performed that old ass song? That's all I want to know.
Because she was showing you she's an icon.
Like
she has brevity.
I didn't even watch Music Awards. I didn't even watch it because they were giving out an icon award, and I feel like that the music industry, and just as well as other stuff in society, has taken they have just watered down titles and stuff to strive for these days. How the fuck are you just going to make this young girl a fucking icon and then just say legendary TLC?
Because she has sold more albums than them, and that's all that matters to them. But that's what that matters to them. They don't
because you're selling more albums.
It is. Bitch, at the end of the day, it was a music award that honored you based on your sales. They're going to look at the numbers. They don't care how many fan videos you had.
This is American Music Awards, not the Billboard Music Awards where you're talking about album sales. This is stupid to me because...
J-Rock, this is an example in ballroom. Like your perfect example. One bitch can come in and have over 5 years and become legendary, and a bitch that been walking 20 years, not do nowhere near as much, still don't be legendary. That's a perfect example. She came in and she shook the table real quick.
How did she shake the table? What has she done outside of
Rihanna was It felt like Rihanna was dropping an album every 2 months at one point.
Hello, I said, what has she done outside of making records, what has she done?
That's why she's an icon, though. They said she sold records. That's in their eyes, in the record producer's eyes, that's all they are worried about. Who sold the records? That's the only way they're making money.
They ain't even make Michael Jackson look like an icon.
As a solo artist.
As a solo artist, she has sold a nasty amount of records.
I still think it's foolish. It just feeds into these motherfucking young people's mind frame of I can come in and I can be on top immediately, and they don't feel like they have to work hard to get nowhere. If you ask me.
Let me say something about Rihanna. Okay, you got to give it to the child. Whatever she's done or everything that she has done, she has been so consistent with it. Even if we like it or not, she was, like Marcus said, it seemed like this bitch was releasing an album like it was a season premiere every year. She was always releasing. I was to the point where I couldn't even keep up. Like, she would release an album, and by the time you watched the third video, a new album was coming out. And another album was coming out. She stayed consistent with it. She's all over, like they said, and it's true. She's all over Instagram. She's all over Twitter. She's all over Facebook. She's all over the place. Who doesn't know about Rihanna? And again, it's just she stays in your head. She's always there to the point where sometimes it's a little draining, but she's there. Every time she makes some type of statement, be it a performance, a look, a hairstyle, you see a whole bunch of girls, a whole bunch of queens copying exactly what she does. I mean, she's just always there. And, that, well, and that's what they're probably looking at.
She needs to thank the gay people. And she's not going to do what she needs to do anyway. She needs to thank the gay community for making her an icon. That's what she needs to do.
You think just the gay community is who does it? And then
the fake community ain't doing nothing but burning up motherfucking CDs. It's the gay.
Baby, queens don't buy no albums. You need to stop that. Queens don't buy no albums.
You know the queens don't buy no albums, child. They do. But mind you, they said she was the top downloader as well. She had the number one
download. They didn't mean illegal download.
Bishop? Oh, my God, Bishop. All right. Okay, Bishop. God, you know I don't like when you be pressing one a million times. Go ahead, Bishop.
Yeah.
Is he there?
Bishop. Yeah, he's there. Bishop.
Bishop. Take that Chinese thing out your mouth, boy.
Oh, no.
All right, Bishop, I don't know what happened, but you were there. Okay, so as far as her and this icon thing, what did y'all think of everything else? Did y'all like Miley's performance or not?
No.
No.
If somebody need to take some bobby pins out of her goddamn head. But that's it.
We're not even talking about Rihanna. She said Miley.
So nobody liked Miley's performance. I thought she actually sung good. Y'all so mean. And what did you think of Little Mama, honey? Little Mama's motherfucking performance with T-Boz and Chili. What did y'all think for real?
She should have learned the words.
Who's watching TV? Marcus, what did you think about her performance?
I didn't watch that part.
You know what? I got to say about Lil Mama, a lot of people have been giving that girl a lot of hell and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's what I feel like people are hating on because that girl, I mean, it's just her time. If she found a way to break out, then she got a way to break out. Leave that girl alone. If they liked it, a lot of people liked her performance in the movie. Some people like that little man, that little boy. You know, let the mama have her little time. She trying. I mean, damn.
I think her performance in the movie was really good. Her performance. Oh my God! Somebody's watching TV. I'm about to start muting people. Thank you. But last night her performance was she didn't seem like she knew the words. I didn't understand. She just looked odd.
How much would it have cost them to get a hologram?
Wow, that's a lot.
Now I do have a question. The song that who didn't even say the song was by y'all remember they flashed back to Miami and they had a white boy that was rapping to a song and then they had this queen that looked like she was Magic Johnson's son singing the part, but I thought John Legend sings the song. Huh?
You talking about
hold on, tonight is the night.
Yeah,
who sings that?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, so that's really not John Legend. He sounds like John Legend. Mind you, I was sitting here watching it. I was like, well, bitch, how they got somebody lip singing their song that's not even him?
No, that's the same group that made that song. What is it, Same Name or something? What's the name of that song?
We thought it was John Legend singing that part. Like the ceiling can't hold up. That's that song?
Yeah, that's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Who is that singing that for again if that's not John Legend?
That's the guy that's in their group.
Don't it sound like John Legend? You thought it was John Legend, didn't you?
Yes, I really thought it was John Legend.
I must didn't pay that note.
All that shit.
I think the best performance of the night was J-Lo.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and look at the performance. I'll watch it for J-Lo. See, Rihanna getting Icon Awards, but then J-Lo ain't shit. I don't get this.
J-Lo ain't got as many albums as Rihanna.
I don't give a fuck about what albums said. What have you done outside the music industry? Well-rounded movies, you know.
Why is
she
a white boy one rap?
She was in a few movies as well. She was in a few movies.
What movies?
Do you see how they served us, J-Rock? Black people don't buy albums. Look at movies.
The Hunger Games this weekend did
$131 million.
You know what, Marcus?
That movie was so good, too.
I forgot. Let me take this back. Rihanna sells to white people, too, because her other music that we don't listen to, that's what be like being in the clubs and stuff. Because I keep forgetting that, like, when I go to the white clubs, I'm like, who the fuck is this? They be like, that's Rihanna. And I'll be like, what? Bitch, I've never heard this song.
Right, you only hear it unless it's at a ball. Baby Boss, no shade. She got a whole lot of life out of Balls. They don't play about no shade. Right. They play her more than they play Diana Ross.
I still don't think she icon. They could have said a Legend Award or either, you know, of the year of the millennium, but just maybe it's because I'm in ballroom and I'm just hearing icon and I'm just like, come on now.
Right, you're sticking to 20 years. They ain't looking at that.
No, I'm not really even looking at 20 years. I'm just saying, you know, the longevity. How long have Rihanna been in the business hitting it hard consistently? I'm not going to even go back to her. Now, what would you say, Jasmine, about the performances and stuff?
Poor baby.
Marcus, I just tagged you in their video so you can watch it. And
I can't believe that is not John Legend, though. Now I'm pissed because I normally can catch a voice.
Well, go look at the video so y'all can know who it is. His name is Ray Dalton.
Is he white?
No, he's not white. He looks like Magic Johnson's son. And he act like him, too.
Oh, Lord.
Now, that's another thing. How do I know how Magic Johnson's son acts? Who is he?
We're about to leave soon, but before I go, I want to ask a question. What do y'all think about this whole thing as far as this boy killing the football boy? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No.
I've
seen the pictures, but I didn't see anything about it.
So they're saying that this 18-year-old boy killed his football coach, or he was on the football team, and he killed them because the 27-year-old, his piece or his date or whatever was going to out him out on Facebook, so he stabbed him and killed him. What do y'all think about that?
Jesus,
I know
y'all
see it. Where is it? Because somebody tagged me in the post. I seen the article
yesterday. The Butch Queen, high school boy killing his boyfriend.
Yeah, what do y'all think about that?
It's going to be sad that she's going to gag in prison like that because her bail is definitely $1 million. So that, I mean, it's something else to the story that we really don't know.
Yeah, high school football star stabs older male lover to death outside his Connecticut home. He was 18 years old, and he stabbed 27-year-old Ronald Taylor with a steak knife while the two argued over a breakup. He was a football coach captain, and he is in jail now on like Marcus said, $1 million bail. Wow.
Well.
So
Who was breaking up with
who? The fatal slashing came after a 2-year relationship. So the older man was messing with this boy ever since he was 16. And the boy said that.
So he might get off the statutory rape.
Is that the boy that said that he used to go over there and smoke and shit and chill in his house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
That's he can crazy. Get off with that, right? He can probably get off with that, or they can give him a lesser charge based on the age, considering the fact of when they first met. He was still a minor.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably, if he do time, he probably won't do any time, or he can probably just get off on some years of probation.
What state is this? Well, I mean, you have to look at the age of consensual sex.
Connecticut.
Also.
Connecticut.
What is,
that's consensual.
See.
That's not consensual.
It ain't no insinuating circumstances. They sent his bill at $1 million. They don't want her to get out. I wonder was the date. I hate to say this. Was the date black or white?
Yeah, they didn't show him.
They're black.
Ronald.
His picture's in the room.
Let's see.
The picture of the boy that died? Now, that I don't know. Is it the picture? Let me see.
Right. I want to know who was the victim, black or white.
Yeah, I want to see what he looked like, too, honey. They're not showing it.
But what do y'all think about that old lady that killed those two boys from their knockout game?
What knockout game?
Oh,
y'all have heard.
Child,
it's some game that's going on where they yell knockout. It's been on the news, and it hasn't happened here yet. If it has, it hasn't made the news here. But it's made the news a few other places where they run up on you, and they say knockout, and they knock you the fuck out, and they keep going. Well, these two boys, apparently, they hit this woman, this older woman, and she shot them.
Mm-hmm.
And she killed them.
And she killed them?
And she killed them. But before that article was posted, there was another guy, I think that one was in Atlanta, where him and some of his friends knocked out a guy. Or attempted to knock out a guy, but the guy tased him and shot him, and the guy's not doing time, but the boy that tried to knock the guy out is doing time. He's doing a year in jail. So and then he was on the news, and he was like, well, I guess it's okay because the only thing I got away with, I'm still alive, but I'm in jail. If you're out and about, because I don't know if they're doing it everywhere. Apparently, it's everywhere. If you're out and about and you see a bunch of youth, just watch out. Just make sure you're watching your back because it's a stupid-ass game.
Well, they better be prepared to motherfucking get shot, honey, because I'm going to shoot the ass, too, because I can't be around with my gun.
Okay.
Let me hear knockout, bitch. I'm turning around. Bang, bang, bang.
I don't watch the news, but today I was watching the news, and I seen Hitch a couple of things that kind of boggled me. One is they really trying to get this fucking texting while you're driving down to a T. They're talking about they're gonna charge people with felonies now if you get caught driving and texting.
Where's that
crazy.
At, Florida?
Mm-hmm. And another thing is, bitch, they had a big sting operation this past weekend, and they arrested 28 people in one county over here. I don't know what website they was on, but they was posing as young people. I don't know. They just said young teenagers. I don't know if they were saying girls only. But, bitch, all these men was going to this one house where the girl was supposed to be or the person was supposed to be at, and they had cameras and everything. And when they would come knocking on the door, they would arrest them because they had, you know, they had made a plan. They had scheduled a date with a minor, and they were arresting
it's like
them.
That,
and
they,
oh, I love them
to catch a
predator.
Yeah, to catch a predator. Mm-hmm. Eso mismo.
Yeah, it was on the news. They had 28 people, and you seen them. They was videotaping them, like when they got arrested, and everything. And they was like crying and be like, "I wasn't gonna hurt nobody." I was like really gagging. Like, y'all stupid asses really fell for that shit.
And they came with liquor and condoms and. Okay, we have a caller, Jasmine.
J-Rock, you're back.
Yes, like I was saying before, my phone rudely hung up on me.
Only have 8 minutes left.
Did y'all hear the story about the man that raped, I don't know if he raped a girl or a boy, but he raped someone and he got HIV and now he's going to sue them for giving him HIV. But he raped her.
Before you even, okay, so we heard that one. But that's not like the other one I heard. What the fuck was up with the story about the man that was on the Molly, and he was fisting someone and pulled out part of their stomach? What the hell was that about?
Oh, yes! Yes!
I didn't hear that one, thank God.
He put his fist up their ass and pulled out their stomach.
He pulled out a portion of her stomach, and he was so fucking high, and she was screaming, and he did not know that she was screaming in pain. And when he pulled his hand out, he pulled out a part of her stomach. She was bleeding all over the place. The police came. The ambulance came. They stopped the bleeding. She had to have emergency surgery. I'm not sure exactly what happened to her, and now he's in jail. But what kind of fucking bullshit is that? Melissa, you need to hurry up and call back in. Your phone dropped. That's crazy.
Hell no. There's some crazy shit going on.
That's crazy. Melissa, you're back. Your phone's be dropping.
What about the dude that claimed that he got raped by a guy in a wheelchair?
Now you're just stop making it up stuff.
Yeah. That is not made up. That is for real.
Because it was a man that sued his wife for being so ugly, honey.
He sued his wife for being ugly, honey, and gagged.
He won. Bitch, and then there was another man that sued his wife for giving him ugly kids, bitch, and gag, he won.
Yes, he sued her because she had her face done and all this kind of stuff, and she got, you know, reconstructive surgery, and she looked nice. So when they met, he met the new her. He never knew the old her, so when they had kids, he was like, who are these fucking ugly children for because they're not mine? So they looking like their mama original. They looking like their mother's original ugly ass. So he sued her for giving them ugly kids and divorced her.
And he won.
So don't. That should let y'all know. Show y'all baby pictures, bitch. Don't be just marrying folks and not showing y'all pictures. Show y'all how to pictures.
Wait. He sued this lady for having ugly kids.
Listen, when they met, he met the new her. He never met the old her. So when she had kids, so he sued her because he felt like he was played. He like, why my kids? I'm not ugly. Bitch, you are beautiful. Who the fuck do you get this for?
And he what?
Yeah.
He was.
Is he cute? Yeah, he ain't got no strong genes. What the fuck he look like?
Look, I'm a poster.
Well,
I think I found it.
He just feel like my kids. He probably was like, no, I'm not the best looking man, but bitch, these can't be my children.
I'm mad they even allowed him to even win this case. I'm mad they even took this on as a fucking case. Like,
but
are you
she did. But she did fool him, though. She did fool him. I'm just saying. She should have let him know that there was a possibility he was going to have some gremlins.
Yeah.
That's deceiving. He felt like he was deceived.
So is anybody in that Atlanta room?
Look at his kids, Mendito. Ay, Dios mío. Oh my God,
hold
I
on,
can't.
Man.
I'm about
hold
to
on.
Post it. Oh my God,
I
can't.
In that Atlanta group, that the Atlanta Unfiltered room with the ass whooping video clip out that's floating in there.
No, why don't you put us in there?
I'm not in control.
Well, who got that? I've seen that earlier.
Yeah, Jasmine,
you're in there.
Yeah, I've seen it earlier. Listen, we only got 3 minutes left into the recording before we go into record mode, but I'm not really going into record mode, so. I'm tired. So, if no one else has anything they want to touch up on, we will be back tomorrow for Trash Talk Tuesdays. And Wednesday for the state of emergency, which is not going to really be a state of emergency. We're just going to be a thankful night for ballroom or for our community. While people are up cooking for Thanksgiving, people asked to have a show so we can, I guess, be all up cooking together and share recipes and bullshit like that. Where everybody know they're going to McDonald's the next day. And ordering Chinese food. Ain't Chinese people always, they always open on Thanksgiving. I'd be finding that
not
really
around
funny.
Here.
You said not over there?
Not around where I live at. They not open on Thanksgiving.
I've seen them open on Thanksgiving.
Tell me you
I've
did not
McDonald's.
Go to Chinese on Thanksgiving.
Jason going to go buy some macaroni for Thanksgiving. He ain't going to make none.
Actually, I am going to make some, you jerk.
Yes.
You got disconnected?
Yeah, everybody got disconnected, didn't they? I just heard some beeping noise.
I'm making some song.
I swear to God, I've been feeling like it's some man peeping in my window, in my yard.
Mm-mm.
That's the last thing.
Does anybody want to touch upon anything really quickly before we go out? Because I'm tired.
Yeah, for those who can't afford to pay for their dinner for Thanksgiving, you know, Walmart is selling dinners and you can pay for it. And if you bring the receipt back the next day, they say they will give you a full refund if you did not like your meal.
Lying.
So to all the girls who have
okay,
that's
okay,
what they
Marcus.
Say.
Wait, they're selling the whole dinner or just a plate?
It said a whole dinner, like, you know how you get the turkey, the sides, the dressing, the rolls. That's what
well,
the commercial said.
Before I forget, I need everybody, all the girls out there that's buying moans, wherever y'all getting these moans from, I need y'all to send them to me so I can get harder because I'm trying to get my cuts in my arms and my, I'm trying to build myself up.
Oh, just ate that.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Wait a minute. Did you say that you wanted to take the moans to get harder?
To get harder, yes, Jasmine.
It's only just what it says. It seems like, Jasmine, I've done so many push-ups in my time. I just got an outstanding on my physical fitness test. But I cannot build any muscle. So I feel maybe I should do what the girls are doing and take moans. Because whatever they're putting in these moans,
so you're saying the girls are hard.
Yes.
So you're trying to say the girls
are
really
hard. Y'all trying right now, honey.
Be ready for what's coming your way tomorrow, because they're going to get you tomorrow.
So to clarify what you said that the girls that are taking moans are still hard.
Yeah,
how
do it's like I'm looking at some of these transsexuals. Like I was in New Orleans, and I'm just like, and I was in Texas, and I'm looking at a lot of transsexuals that's coming out these days, and it's like they just got bags on a boy's chest. So if I don't get no bags, I would have me a nice chest, some big arms, and I'll be very strong. I think these doctors are psyching them out and putting testosterone in their hormone shots.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to get it tomorrow.
I'm not talking about the ballroom girl. I'm talking about the people that's going
well, maybe that's because the girls are buying them from all these different places, from online, and They not going to a doctor to get them.
Well, wherever they getting them from, I need some because I'm trying to build. I'm trying to get my muscle mass up.
Okay, so J-Rock, what you do is you go. What you do, J-Rock, is you go to the hardest looking girl at the ball and you ask her, "Where do you get your syrup, honey?"
She's
going to
say,
though,
I didn't get any syrup. She's just going to say she just went and got bags.
Oh. Not that hard. No, he needs to find the hardest looking girl on the ball and get no bags, baby. She got that syrup that J-Rock is looking for. Okay?
She's going to tell you she going to tell you she takes
the ball.
They're going
to be at the ball this weekend. Matter of fact, hold on. Lord Spears is posting a picture of some child that Ballroom Throwback took a picture of. She looks like she might have that stuff you need.
She was a good queen. Y'all need to stop trying it.
Well, all I know is after I take these moles, I'm walking body.
It was a nigga.
Queen body.
I know that.
Okay, now you walk in another category. On that note, everybody say good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Everybody.
Good night, and make
remember
sure you
what,
wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Remember what every alleyway, bathroom, park, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, backseat of whatever car you want to get in, wrap it up. But suck it.
Yeah. Or video store, glory hole, and all
and make
that.
Make sure you get a videotape. Watch for cameras and lights. It may not be the lights you're looking for.
You're crazy.
All right.
Rodney,
we
say
find out who won $1,000. Rodney still here?
Rodney's there. He might be busy. Rodney.
Rodney ain't said nothing since I got on the phone. I'll see him this weekend.
Oh, sounds like a challenge. Okay, Rodney. Marcus, say goodnight.
Good night. When y'all find out who won 1,000 pearls, let me know.
Yeah.
Melissa, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
J-Rock, say good night.
Good night, everyone. Play safe.
Jason, say good night.
Good night, all. See you tomorrow.
J-Rock is a kid. Y'all gonna be Good night. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the weekend recap. We will be back tomorrow for Trash Talk Tuesdays, where they will be having fun entertaining you. And we'll be back on Wednesday. And, yeah, that's it. Anyway, good night. Thank you for listening, and have a good one. Bye-bye.